The black community in New London, Connecticut has a long history, but it's not well known or celebrated. Yesterday, the city unveiled a new Black Heritage Trail that highlights stories of strength, resilience, and accomplishment. Harriet Jones met with two of the people behind the new initiative to hear just a few of those stories.
So I guess we'll uncover this one.
Where are we at again, Nicole?
At Adam Jackson's plaque, the Hempstead Houses.
Situated on what's now a busy street downtown, New London's Hempstead Houses are named for their owner, Joshua Hempstead, a businessman and justice of the peace in the city in the early 18th century. His almost 50-year diary is one of the most important primary source documents for colonial life in New England. But we're here today to remember the life and work of someone else.
Well, we're going to look at the plaque for Adam Jackson, who was enslaved here in the Hempstead Houses. He was born in around 1700. Around 1727, Joshua Hempstead purchases him, and he comes and he lives here for about 30 years. And then when Joshua passes away, Adam Jackson ends up on the tax rolls as a free man. And that's the last we hear of Adam Jackson.
That's Nicole Thomas. She works here at the Hempstead Houses, and she wants Adam's story to be better known. It's now told for all to see on a tall bronze plaque installed on the street outside the historic site. How Adam Jackson's work on the farm on this property kept the household prosperous.
It frees up Joshua's time so that he can do other things, and that's why Adam's labor at this house is very, very important.
And while we know Joshua Hempstead from thousands and thousands of his own words, she says we have just one small glimpse of Adam speaking for himself in a court record.
And the only thing you hear from Adam Jackson on his own is that John and Joan Jackson are my parents. And that's the only words you get that Adam would have said. You know, and I always talk about how that's Adam's legacy, how it's his heritage, and how he really identifies his descendancy, who he comes from.
And for those that are not familiar with the story of Adam, Adam would have been of mixed heritage?
More than likely. So Joan Jackson was actually enslaved to the Rogers family, and it is, you know, held in historic documents that Joan Jackson's father probably was one of the enslavers.
Curtis Goodwin is also here with us at Adam Jackson's plaque. He's a councilman for the City of New London and the person who first had the inspiration for the Heritage Trail.
You know, telling these different stories, for me, I get chills just thinking about it, because as you were saying, look at our different complexions. I mean, we're both of mixed heritage, but we're so disconnected. We're now, like, I was inspired by you doing your research, which inspired me to do my research.
For Goodwin, the spark of the idea came from another figure from New London's history, Ichabod Pease. He lived here in the late 18th and early 19th century. Twice enslaved, he bought his freedom and founded the first school for black children in the city on Union Street. Goodwin says he never heard the name of Ichabod Pease growing up, but only learned about him a few years ago at a lecture given by the group New London Landmarks.
After I left that meeting, I was reflecting that night, and I told myself I would honor his legacy. I mean, again, I couldn't fathom the amount of resilience and tenacity that it takes to be able to overcome slavery and still decide it is in me, it is something that I have to do, which is take care of those who are behind me to make sure that they are not enslaved like I was. I mean, that was one of the most inspirational stories I've ever heard. And to know I wasn't taught that in elementary school, and that's our history here in New London, I couldn't believe it. So I did what I said I would do, and I would honor him. And honoring him led to more stories that I found out, and I said, oh, I won't stop at one.
Goodwin collaborated with the Landmarks Group and a few researchers, including Thomas, to choose 15 stories of black history in the city, including Sarah Harris Fairweather, the first black student at Prudence Crandall's boarding school for girls in the 1830s. The trail goes on into the 20th century with civil rights leader Linwood Bland, and with Spencer Lancaster, the city's first black elected official. At 94, he's still around to witness his plaque installed at the home where his daughter still lives on Rogers Street.
Uncle Bud. That's what they call him here, Uncle Bud. We call him living history. He's like, wait, what does that mean? What's this living history stuff?
And it's not just people. Some of the 15 plaques on the trail honor black institutions.
So yeah, like, I mean, the plaque here says it too, but we're standing here in the space of New London's oldest historically black church, which is Shiloh Baptist Church.
Just the church in general, the church played a heavy role for black and brown citizens that came here, whether it was for work or generations before that. It was the church that kept folks grounded, or that gave them their footing to buy houses and to understand the legal systems, or to get out of jail, to become educated. The church literally was a pivotal a pivotal institution, I guess, in the lives of many black and brown people.
Goodwin says he's not done. He wants to continue to raise money for more sites on the Heritage Trail and widen the circle to tell the stories of indigenous people in the city. For Thomas, she hopes that raising awareness of this history may actually bring more of it to light.
I plan to find out what happened to Adam. As a woman of mixed descent, as a woman of African American heritage, that's the most important to me, that I don't plan to ever stop looking for these people. Adam deserves his due.
It's going to excite somebody who has a missing link, who had a document or a picture or a land record somewhere, and that's how we begin to connect the dots and, you know, reclaim not only culture, but a sense of pride, a sense of belonging, and a sense of identity, which I think is most important for doing this.
More stories around New London's Black Heritage Trail are available on the web at visitnewlondon.org. Harriet Jones, WSHU News.